Talk Radio.
Infinite love and gratitude. Welcome, everyone. I am Reverend Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And today we are waking up, everybody. Wake up. And let's talk about our opportunity for cleansing, clearing, purifying, and moving towards spring cleaning. Getting to be that time of year, isn't it? And, you know, we're thinking about it because everything occurs first in thought, then in deed, then in action, and then we receive. So this year we've been talking about many different things related to nourishment and nourishing our body. And part of what we realize as we are ramping up our nourishment and activating our awakeness and our awareness is that there are blockages, aren't there? And those blockages on an energetic level, they have occurred in this lifetime and former lifetimes. They keep us limited. And part of the work that we're doing on an energetic level is letting go, releasing those spiritual blockages, and opening up to a higher level awareness, becoming fully awake, aware, here, now, present. And if we are not able to access then these blockages are resulting, or they are the result of toxins that build up in the body, toxins that build up in the mind, and they keep us from being fully present, aware, awake, alive, aligned, allowing, and truly grateful for this lifetime. So here we are, coming into my favorite time of year, spring. I am a spring chicken, and I want to invite all my fellow Marchy birthdays to come along and get your free birthday gift from me, which is the 30-minute birthday reading. We talk about your specific day, and then we create the ritual for you moving forward, and we're going to really be talking about decluttering, detoxifying, eliminating, getting rid, so that we can create the space for more good, more God, more energy, more light, mobetta in all things, aren't we? So let's take a breath here now. The candle is lit. I have my water. We're going to supercharge this water, as water is one of the greatest detoxifiers. And, you know, as we're looking ahead to our spring cleaning in the physical, we're going to activate our hydration regime and really ramp it up. And so if you are not part of the nourishment food frequency for life coaching group, I encourage you to become a part of that. And you can email me at lisa@lisagiroux.com and just put food in the subject line, and we'll get you in on the coaching program. And the following the moon group, wow, what a powerful full moon we had last night. This is part of the clearing and decluttering teaching that we're doing here as well, and it all starts with our breath. So let's take a breath now. And we're going to make that exhalation just a bit longer than the inhalation before it as we just release and let go all that is no longer needed. As we take another deep breath in, we begin to engage the body, locking in that powerful pelvic point. Tongue to the back of the tooth, closing the microcosmic orbit. We breathe. breathe now in and down from the universe into the solar plexus we go, kind of tense your body here, and then down to the core of Mother Earth we go, surrendering, releasing, and letting go. All in no longer serves our highest good, where we are meeting here in our ethereal circle, powerful, dynamic women and men coming together in a circle surrounding ourselves with the energy of love and light, that this teaching be a blessing as it was intended. Imagine ourselves sitting in the crystalline core, communing with the wise ones, the ascended masters, the guardian angels, all of our totems, our animal guides, and just imagine today for yourself any information that had come to you of the love and light for your highest good, and that everything else we are just going to cast into our imaginary fire. We're just throwing away our fear. Let's just ball up that fear. Let's pull it off our body and just wad it into that flame that is in our, the center of our circle. Let's pull off that disbelief. You know, a lot of these are coming from our higher chakras, the three higher chakras. Let's just kind of do that energy pull from our body. Let's just get it off. Any kind of self-loathing, unforgiveness, pull it out of our heart. Getting what we really want, pull that out of the solar plexus chakra, and then any type of low frequency, low vibration, pull that off the sacral chakra, and anything related to home, family, tribe, career, safety, and security in the world, we're going to pull that off of our root chakra and just offer it to Mother Earth in the flame where we see it burned off harmless and formless. And now let's just kind of move our hands over our body, kind of coming down from our crown, kind of doing similar to the meridian tapping, but we're really just clearing the body and just get that gunk off. This is our first clearing. Go around to the back, really work that tailbone, get that kidney point activated, tap, 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 pull, 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 and offer that to that flame. That is the flame of purification. And now we take a breath in. Let's all come into that solar plexus. What do I really, really want now? To be clean and clear, accessing this information. Let's send it up through the heart, loving it to the light, out through the top of our head, and all the way out. Make this clean, clear offering to all our fellow travelers, the two-legged, the four-legged, the winged, the furry, the creepy crawlies, the slitheries, the stones, the water, the earth itself. May this teaching rain down upon the earth and shift the energy so that we all become awake, aware. We're activating our awareness now. Let's drink some water. Because every time we do a clearing, remember, we want to then replace it with something. Because, you know, the reason why we clear clutter out of our lives, say clutter in the physical. You know, I'm going to go in and edit my closet today. I got a couple of really new pieces, new wonderful pieces. We took a fantastic ski weekend away. Well, hun skied. I soaked in the world's most fantastic hot springs and had some really good body work. And the reason why we are perpetually cleansing, clearing, purified, first with breath, deep cleansing breath, then with water, and then we're going to talk about the food cleanses as it gets closer to springtime. But right now, we're using breath of fire, we're using our intention, we're using our hands to physically pull that energy out of our auras. You know, we're sensing where we're stuck, we're blocked, and we pull out that negative energy, and then we replace it with breath again. And we fill it with love and light, and we keep the cycle of hydration going throughout the day. You know, as we're on the cosmic level, on the universal level, let's start with the macro, okay? On the universal level, there is a cycling and a spiraling of energy, and things are occurring, and things are shifting, and things are coming, and things are going. And it is this cosmic awareness that we bring them down into, let's say, the planet Earth. We're seeing things occurring and things are happening and things are coming and things are going. And then we bring it down into, let's say, our own personal medicine wheels. We walk the medicine wheel. We're ever evolving. We're ever shifting. We're ever spiraling, you know, into the new, the newness of us. Each moment we are new. Remember, we never step in the same river again. You know, the husband that I kissed goodbye this morning will not meet the same wife again tonight. Because we're ever expanding, and because of all this energy work, the nature of moving energy, the nature of any kind of creative work, there will be debris, right? And so the product, the byproduct of our energy work, it can get stuck too. Oftentimes, when we leap into this work with such bliss and joy and glee, we're so excited, and, you know, what do we say? We get to a new level, and we have a new level of awareness. What do they say? New level, new devil, right? And so this level of awareness that we can witness, because we want to come to that point of neutrality, we then see that things are stuck. I guess that's a roundabout way. So we use our breath work. We use water daily for our detoxification. So really, we're spring cleaning all year round, aren't we? You know, in my family of origin, when we grew up, we had spring cleaning because we kept the days of unleavened bread, and so we metaphorically would clear out all the leavening in the home, and that represented getting rid of all the sin, what is missing the mark. And we would clear that in a physical realm so that we would make, it was a ritual, it was a cleansing ritual. We use ritual in our daily life to remind us of our connection, our oneness, our godness, our divinity. We use ritual of purification like we just did in our imagination because it's more, remember, imagination is more important than knowledge. So we see ourselves as just being the clean, clear vessel for the energy. Remember, energy in motion, emotion, energy must move. It is the potential of movement of energy that keeps us the most healthy, happy, grateful. Aligned, allowing, guided, directed, protected, effective. It's when we get stuck, sticking with life, the repetitive negative thoughts, the repetitive negative beliefs that go generation after generation. Somebody did me wrong, and I'm going to make sure that you know that somebody did me wrong. And by repeating that over and over and over, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, doesn't it? You know, we are creators. We are the creators. And so the detoxification, it must begin in the mind. It must begin with thought. Nothing is created without the thought. The ever-expanding universe is only its desire to continue to expand, of wanting more and better and more, ideally better, more and better. Many people, infinite love and gratitude, we're surrounding them with our love and our light, are in a frequency of low vibration. They do not witness beauty. They do not know that they are stuck. They do not know that they are useful idiots. They do not know that they are being manipulated. Infinite love and gratitude, love and light, bliss and joy to them now. So for us who are now stepping into, we're waking up, wake up, wake up, wake up, you know, wake up, be here now, what no longer serves, what is no longer necessary, what is ready to be offered up. We're winding down the time of the Great Bear. It is the giveaway. Right now, all forces are with you so that you can go in and begin to clear that clutter. start with that junk drawer. Like I told you before, many times before, when we talked about this, if I ever watch that show about clutter, and, you know, I keep one junk drawer, it is a great reminder of me about how one junk drawer becomes two junk drawers, and it's a dresser of junk drawer, and a room of junk, and a house of junk, that all started in a mind of junk. We love our junk. And one man's junk, blah, blah, blah. But those of us who are enlightening up, lightening our loads, we're realizing that all we really need this moment in time, this connection, and all will be revealed. Let's drink some supercharged water. And let's charge this water. Where are my crystals? Let's charge this water with the intention of simple purification, of simple detoxification, of simple release and letting go. Because if we don't choose simple, we're choosing struggle. And if we're choosing struggle, then we are not in a light space. We are in a dark space. If we're not in the light space, then we are not above that level of integrity, that very important number of 200 on Dr. David Hawkins' scale of consciousness. We don't know the truth. Those of us who are spiraling upward towards more and more light are just allowing truth to be revealed. It becomes very simple. So let's drink to simplicity and to connection and to clarity. And to being the clean, clear vessel for the God force within. Oftentimes when I'm working with clients regarding abundance and money and those who, you know, don't have money or those who do have money challenges, you look in their physical realm and they have too much clutter. Remember, money likes to flow freely. Energy likes to flow freely. If you're getting stuck, then you are not accessing the higher realms of awareness and you are not in the flow. And the choice is yours. And that's the beauty of it. You know, we get to choose. We get to choose. We get to choose. And so choose now a better way of being awake, aware to what you're clinging to. So the opportunity moving forward to really open up our practice, to really open up our space, our mind, to let go of self-destruction, offer all of these things that are keeping us locked in scarcity and not in abundance. We want to live an abundant life. Abundance of health and happiness, and right work, and right relationship, and delight, and joy, and bliss, and peace of mind, well-being, and witnessing peace on earth. It starts with the mind, doesn't it? It starts with our thoughts. It starts with our ability to self-correct, and we're just witnessing right now. So, when I say spring cleaning, what comes to your mind? When I say detoxifying, what comes to your mind? When I say surrender, release, and let go, what occurs in your body? Fear? Loathing? Disbelief? And just witness that and love it to the light and ask yourself, can I graciously and gratefully surrender, release, and let go of all that no longer serves me? Now, as we are the generator of energy, as we are the receiver and the generator of energy, as we are making processes occur, we are releasing and creating the debris that energy work causes, and it may not be for our benefit, and it may cause the healing crisis. You know, whenever you do, as we're going to talk about when we get into the cleansing, the food cleansing, you know, you feel really crappy for a couple of days. You know, that stuff releases hard, and you're low energy, and you're headachy, and on and on. And so if you want to have it occur joyfully, gratefully, graciously for you, and I'm believing that you know, through our awareness, we can hang on and drink a lot of water and do a lot of breath work and take the Epsom salt baths to continue to detoxify the physical body as we come to the awareness of, you know, wow, maybe these thoughts are no longer beneficial. We're substituting one thought for another thought, loving our less than valuable thoughts into the light and saying, hey, thought about my negativity, thought about my sadness, thought about my depression, thought about my grief, thoughts about my, what's that word that we were just talking about, that, you know, somebody did me wrong, my, you know, my offendedness. We love that to the light, and then we let it go, and we say, all is well. All is well. I am that I am. I'm a powerful, dynamic woman. I am whole. I am loved. I am love. I am peaceful. I am connected, directed, protected, effective in all that I'm choosing to do. And we transplant a new thought to the old thought. We begin to just witness and recognize that shift is occurring, and shift happens, and shift creates debris, and in our bodyscape, then we're breathing into those places. We're seeing where we're tired or logy or pain, and we're breathing into those spaces, and we're clearing it out with breath, with water, and then we're going to move into the super nourishment, of course. But we're seeing it as we're beginning to see it as we want it to be. So let's say you're the poster child for the show Hoarders, Infinite Love and Gratitude. Recognize and witness that within you there is clarity. It's just black. And whatever occurred to you to make you take things over experiences, to weight yourself down, to drown yourself in junk and crap and garbage, whatever occurred for you, come to that position of neutrality. Just breathe in. Be fully present. Look around with that cold eye of detachment and say, is this helping? Is this serving me? Is this serving? Is this beneficial? Is this benefiting me? And just ask those questions. Run it through the energetic channel, use your breath, let it go, and begin to make those simple adjustments. The ritual of cleansing starts with one bit of space. Remember when I told you when we first moved into our first home that we bought, and that was, you know, more than 20 years ago, and I just did one feng shui treatment or one feng shui twist and didn't even say anything to Hun when he came home. He immediately started demoing the bathroom, which was fantastic for us in the long run. But this is powerful energy work. We set the intention. We see it how we want it to be. We believe it to already exist, our clean, clear space that is filled with love and light, abundance, good health, and good work, and right relationship. And we say, I am that I am. I am clearing the clutter. I have cleared the clutter. I am open to receiving more light, more frequency, more vibration of clean, clear space that I can fill with divinity that already is. So, today's call to action. I forget I'm only down to 30-minute shows. So we're doing these. The energy's happening quickly. So we're just allowing it to wash through. So take a breath. That's our first mode of detoxification. We breathe in. The belly expands. We hold for an instant. We tense the entire body. Squeeze, 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 squeeze. Hold. Release it down to the core of Mother Earth. Breath work. Do that 3 times. Take a supercharged glass of water. And whatever we're charging our water with, it is now filling those places and those spaces that we just cleared out so that we have the energy to begin with just the top of our dress, just our closet. Okay? So let's just make a correction. That's the word I was looking for, feng shui correction. So let's just make a correction in the home. Let's just clear off one cupboard. Then it's going to be the cabinet. Then it's going to be the kitchen. Then it's going to be the living room. Then it's going to be the bedroom. And I would say maybe even start with your bedroom so that you're sleeping well, because that is part of our nourishment teaching. And let's enjoy some vacant space in our mind. We breathe. We make that connection to the one. We allow the space within our body to open up. We detoxify with breath and water. We create that little itty-bitty teeny-tiny shift in perception. And we begin to believe and receive energy, the clarity, the knowing, the wisdom, the frequency, the vibration. Better and better and better. Simple. Then we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So as we wind this teaching down, this is clearing the clutter one. Let me know how you're doing. I want to support you. I want to offer this teaching to you. I do a 3 coaching call, teaching regarding clutter, clutter in the mind, clutter in the body, clutter in the space. And it's very profound. It's very intense. It's one-on-one, and I invite you to come along. You could contact me at lisa@lisajabrew.com. And now in our mind's eye, let's just travel that channel down, down, down again. Take that breath. From the top of the head, all the way down the channel to the core of Mother Earth, where we're wishing each other well, where we're receiving the wisdom and the guidance, where we are choosing to be guided, directed, protected, effective in all that we are choosing today. As we now breathe back the energy into our body, the elements of the earth, the wisdom, the love, and the light, we now send that out across the cosmos to the east and the west and the north. South, above and below, center, where we are seeing beauty within, walking in beauty, accessing beauty. I am that I am. Namaste. Thank you so much.